Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. It is Friday.
Yes, fabulous Friday.
Yes, and we have a fabulous Friday show for y'all today. Sitting in for Portia Williams, we have the spectacular, the inevitable, the indivisible Land of Moni Love. Well, coming up, we talk with that hot hunk of a man, Mark Wahlberg, about Transformers The Last Night. And the LA crew will be joining us in a minute. But first, honey, Taylor Swift just got paid.
What else?
Really?
Right, she been getting paid.
She always getting money.
What, she got new cat food out?
No, Gary. Remember last week when Taylor returned to music streaming with Spotify, Amazon Music, Tidal, Pandora, addition to Apple?
Yeah.
Well, child, her songs were streamed over 47.5 million times in their first week, earning her a whopping paycheck of $400,000.
Oh!
Wait, in 1 week, though.
Oh, that is nothing to shake a stick at. Right, what would you do? You just got handed a check for $400,000.
I'll just give it all to the girl I got in trouble over.
You know what? That is such a good answer. Nice.
Like, yeah, I'm so sick of all that hanging over my head. I would just...
Just say, here, right?
Yes, just take it.
You could probably give away a fourth of that to somebody who can make that other problem go away.
Hey.
Hey, no. No. Them thoughts.
Num, yum, wrong, gang, gay, ho. Woosa. Don't put those thoughts in my head.
Exactly.
Hey,
like, no.
All right, so there's a lot of TV reboots that's been going on lately, and I know one that is definitely not going to happen.
What?
Drake and Josh.
It's going to take some time to realize.
Money, come back. Sorry, come back.
Shout out to the people with kids. They know.
So what's Drake and Josh?
Drake and Josh.
Oh, my God. What's Drake and Josh?
I don't know hither.
Are you...
It was a Nickelodeon series that was really popular back in the day. And, like, there's some major pettiness going on between the two stars, Drake Bell and Josh Peck. Now, it all started over the weekend when Josh got married and Drake wasn't invited to the wedding. Ooh. So after seeing photos on social media, yo, Drake Bell was super in his feelings. Drake cut ties with Josh via Twitter, tweeting things like, "True colors would come out today. Message is loud and clear. Ties are officially cut. I miss you, brother." But he's since deleted those tweets. Okay. But you can definitely tell he was in his feels.
Is there anything in this story that allows us to understand whether they remained friends, tight enough friends, for him to invite him to his wedding?
Josh Peck says, like, they only tweet each other a couple times a year. Now, he says, like, him and Drake Bell only talk via Twitter. They haven't really actually talked in 3 years. So, like, they, you know, they have a social media friendship.
Well, he wouldn't get invited to the wedding.
He wouldn't get invited to the wedding.
Well, he should get invited to the wedding.
Not if they don't talk a lot.
Whole part. No, you wouldn't.
No, if you don't, just because you don't talk every day and you still were friends, you were once friends.
But they're not. They went like that.
But they were once friends initially. Then they parted.
If I ain't talked to you on the phone in 3 years and we ain't hung out,
no, you're not gonna do that.
We cool, but we ain't friends.
So you won't be at my sacred day, bro.
But that's the best kind of friendship when you ain't gotta talk to each other every day. When
Gary,
you get together, you just start back all the way you left off at.
Drake has been on Instagram posting a lot of pictures, a lot of photos of himself shirtless, shoots he recently did with Floor Magazine, and I guess it could be a little shade. Cause, like, you know, for anybody who followed, like, them back when it was on TV, Josh Peck always struggled with his weight.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, he got off the show. Those last couple seasons, he slimmed down, got shaved, and then things got better for him.
So Gary, grade the shave.
Oh, the shade, honey. Yeah, he gets an A, honey. He gets that on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10.
Really?
Because he's letting Josh know, okay, you didn't invite me to the wedding, but I'm fit to let your ass have it, honey. Check me out and flaunt.
As I flaunt my boat.
Okay. Now,
that's a 10.
All right, y'all. Guess who's headed to Hollywood?
Girl, who?
The hot felon. Oh. Do y'all remember Jeremy Meeks?
Oh, we remember Jeremy, honey. Green eyes.
Yes, girl. Green eyes.
I remember the green eye bandit for real.
Yes, whose hot mugshot went viral and caught the attention of the modeling world.
Yes.
Well, since he's been out of prison, Jeremy has consistently been working as a model, modeling in New York Fashion Week, and he just walked in Milan's Fashion Week.
Right.
He's been doing so well as a model. He's got himself a Maserati and a nice new crib.
My goodness.
Well, Jeremy is now currently in L.A., where he's been meeting with the world's biggest movie producers to star on the big screen or even TV, most recently having met with Lee Daniels.
Well, that's big.
Yeah.
Lee Daniels be making and breaking people's careers.
He does. Well, we also have a Dish Nation exclusive. Mm-hmm. Our sources tell us that Jeremy has a bolder plan for his acting career. Honey, he plans to turn his own life into a movie, and he insists that he would star in it as himself.
I understand him wanting to play him, you know, himself, because, mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. I wouldn't want nobody to play me in my movie. I mean, so that wouldn't be a good look.
Well, who's gonna play the young you?
Who?
Oh, and play younger Gary? Oh, Morgan Freeman. All right, y'all, so let's make this Friday a fly day and open up the pipelines and bring our friends from L.A. in. What up, Heidi, Frank, and Sammy? How y'all doing?
Hey!
Now, this weekend's going to be a big weekend. BET Awards is going down. Leslie Jones will be hosting this Sunday.
Ooh,
and she's on top of the world
that.
Right
yes,
now.
Yes, all right. Yes.
It came down between me and Leslie Jones. They chose Leslie
well,
Jones to
know,
host it.
Well, you know, as they should.
Oh.
Well, you know, she's, like, killing it right now. Like, you know, like, she's on top of the world in her career and her love life. And she actually went on the Conan to talk about it. Now, she first admitted that despite all the fame right now, it's really hard for her to get men interested in her because she says she's 6 foot tall and dudes always think she wants to fight them.
Oh. What? Oh, no. That's sad.
But in addition to that, she also revealed this.
Okay, I kind of am seeing someone.
Okay, all right.
So I don't want to it's a secret, so right. I don't want everybody bothering him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Plus, I don't want to sit on television and be like, oh, the type of man I'm looking for, and then I talk to him, he'd be like, yeah, I heard you was looking for this type of dude, and you know, and then, but...
Right, so I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah, don't get me in trouble,
I
but...
I will not do that.
I will tell you the type of dude that I do like.
Okay.
I like a dude that makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hard to make me laugh. It really isn't, because I like the goofiest things.
You like goofy men,
huh? Oh, I love goofy men. I love goofy men.
I love
her spirit, though. Yeah.
He's like, so you like goofy guys.
You know, and because, like, Conan's, like, freakishly tall. Like, you see him behind that desk, right. You think he's a
Is
short
he?
Guy.
Yeah,
he's really tall.
Yes.
You know, I think it's tough, too, because I'm a tall woman, so I think, you know, like, women, even if you're tall, Leslie Jones probably still wants to feel, because she's a woman, like a delicate flower. She wants some guy to be able to put his arm around her, and you fall into his, you know, his armpit or his nook. She just needs a guy who's like 6'5", 6'6", they're out there.
But I think the Jolly Green Giant has a girlfriend. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine a guy who could actually make Leslie Jones feel like a delicate flower.
I think they're out there. They're out there.
Delicate flower, delicate beanstalk, same thing.
It's still a plant.
Like, what about a Harlem Globetrotter? They seem like they have fun. They got some height on them.
And he can do tricks with you, you know.
Yeah.
Is she whistling?
Yeah. I think Meadowlark Lemon's a little old for her.
Same thing, Frank.
Very.
Moving on, I've been really busy lately. Not enough time to volunteer as much as I'd like, but I think I'm going to find the time because I found what I want to volunteer for.
Oh, God.
What
yes,
was that?
NASA wants to send volunteers into space to test what it's like to have sex in space.
Oh, bloody hell, of course. Of course.
Well, they're saying man is going to have to be able to reproduce in space if we're going to colonize other planets. If we can't do that in space, then what's the point of leaving the planet if we can't colonize?
But the thing is, with sex, you need some resistance. We can't just be floating around. There's nothing to push off of. Like, you need resistance in sex. I think it's impossible unless you're tethered to tied to a wall or something. Yeah.
Maybe two women couldn't have sex, but obviously I'm gonna dock you somehow. We're gonna dock together and we're going to...
Take your ass to space, Frank. Right now.
Don't go away. Courtney Cox just confessed a doozy about what her friends used to say to her face.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, there's a famous song from the movie The Lion King, which I've never saw, but I hear people talk about it. It's called I Just Can't Wait to Be King. Well, Prince Harry disagrees and says that no one wants the job.
Mm.
What, nobody wants to be a king?
No one wants to be a king.
I agree. Have you seen all these queens around here? Nobody wants to be a king here. Everybody a queen now.
No, Gary.
So, Harry did an interview with Newsweek magazine. He's fifth in line to be king. Mm-hmm. And he was asked about
the monarchy.
Yes, them. Mm-hmm. And he said, is there anyone of the royal family who wants to be the king or queen? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But we will carry out our duties at the right time. Mm-hmm. Now, Moni, you hail from Great Britain. Is that a thing?
Past tense folks were definitely, like in the history books, definitely looking forward to being king and taking over the monarchy and all of that and ruling the kingdom. But as it turned over into modern times, especially with Diana's two sons, I could see them definitely dreading getting anywhere near the monarchy.
So let's just say, if something crazy happened and you were next in line, would you be interested in being queen?
I think that I'd probably take a step back because I know and very close to somebody would that would rather the position than me, and that would be Gary.
Yes. Hi, Moni. How are you?
That's the queen. Who would be the king?
We don't need one.
I nominate Queen Latifah.
Jesus.
Okay, up next, Courtney Cox has been the subject of a lot of unfortunate headlines over the years with people commenting on all the work she's had done to her face. Well, in a recent interview with New Beauty, she wants you to know she regrets it. All of it. She said, I grew up thinking that appearance was the most important thing. That's kind of sad because it got me in trouble. I was trying so hard to keep up, and I actually made things worse.
Well, at least she's facing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, she went on to say how easy it was for things to get out of control because doctors would recommend a little injection here or a filler there, and before you know it, you've gone too far, saying the next thing you know, you're layered and layered and layered, and you have no idea because it's gradual until you go, oh, this doesn't look right.
Well, I'm glad she's talking.
No, I'm glad she's too.
Me
because
too.
It starts to look like, ask me to smile.
Smile.
Now ask me to be upset.
Be upset.
Well, luckily for her, she's had all of her fillers dissolved, and she's as natural as she can be now, and has learned to love her face, saying, those aren't wrinkles, they're smile lines. I've had to learn to embrace movement and realize that fillers are not my friend.
Good for her.
You know, I
Good
thought about it one time. I wanted to have, like, my butt done, but I was scared that the doctor might just really mess it up just to get at me and have it.
And then he'll be like,
you
like,
do oh. think things like
yeah,
that.
I'm
Gary
that
Kardashian
walked around and trying to fix your ass. So, and so, baby, so I'm going to stay flat. All right, now, up next, honey, Kelly Clarkson, now, she just helped make a love connection at a meet and greet, honey, after her Las Vegas show. A fan wanted to pop the question in her presence, and she was more than happy to oblige.
Okay, we got to step him on the line. There we go. Oh, no, I'm gonna take your phone, I guess. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Just adorable,
Isn't
honey.
She
I
lovely?
Just love her.
Isn't she wonderful?
She really
Girl,
is.
Girl, Miss Kelly went back to her dressing room and talked about them two damn queens.
For 2 seconds, I thought something
Shut
else was
up,
about
Gary.
To happen.
I didn't know what was going on.
And if my man was crying like me, crying like this, I would say, get your ass out of here.
You would hand the ring back?
Yeah, like, how dare you sit there crying like a bitch? I'm a bitch. I'm crying.
Who gonna
you
lean on whose shoulder?
Thank you. Hell, I would have sent him right back out of there, honey.
Right? Oh, my God.
All right, just a little heads up for you guys. Make sure you tune in on Monday because Chewy is going to be on the red carpet of the BET Awards. But coming up after the break, Andrew's hanging out with the one and only Mark Wahlberg and the cast of the new Transformers movie. So don't go nowhere. No, seriously, don't go anywhere. Hey, sit down.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here in sunny London, getting ready to talk to Mark Wahlberg, Josh Duhamel, and the cast of Transformers The Last Knight.
I want to stay, and I want to fight them.
Hey, If you could do like a Transformer crossover with another franchise, who would you want to combine it with?
Let's go with Despicable Me. We're gonna get really absurd. Minions would be crawling all over Optimus, and you know, Cade would be like a minion, and I could do the voice. And I don't have to get the crap beat out of me for 6 months.
Is your body okay with after getting the beat out of you for 6 months?
It takes a little while to recover. You know, I'm now 46. I was 45 when I made this movie, so you're getting a little bit older, you know? The annoying thing is when the kids, they're so excited. They're like, oh, we're gonna get strapped into harnesses and we're gonna be spinning around for 12 hours. This is amazing. I'm like, no, this is horrible.
We were on a wire all the day, all of the time for 8.5 months. And I was harnessed for mostly every day, ready to go, just in case Michael wanted to all of a sudden shoot a big action scene. So you just had to be ready to go.
Now, two worlds colliding.
The operation is over.
We're not giving up, okay?
Only one survives.
Let's say the Transformers were to come here. Would you be part of the resistance, or would you kind of fall in line? Where would you fall in that if this happened?
I have no idea. I don't know. If they would accept me, I would go with them. And then if not, I would have to go wherever I could survive, I guess.
What would your role be in an administration, a Transformer administration? Who would you want to be?
I would probably be the conduit between them and the Catholic Church. Make sure we get them all baptized.
A robot baptism?
Yes. You asked the question.
I know, I'm cracking myself up here, yeah. Mark.
I'd be part of the resistance. I mean, these guys mean business when they're coming in to take over. I mean, they are a force.
I think I wouldn't resist. I'd definitely try and get up front and center and ask some questions.
What would your questions be?
Why don't you wear any clothes?
That's true, they are naked.
Yeah, where's your genitalia?
Your robot genitalia.
It's just the questions I would ask.
You are needed, sir, urgently.
If you had a robot butler, what would you have that butler do?
Get the f*** out of my house. You're a robot, you're just walking around, like, leave. That's insane.
But he's gonna do for you.
No, I'll get a human to do it. It'll be a little bit slower, but human.
But maybe the robot could do it faster and better.
And maybe the robot will turn and kill me and my family.
Now you're getting dark.
What else are we supposed to do? It's a robot. They don't have souls.
What would you and Fergie have your robot butler do?
I don't know. We're staying at a hotel here in London, the Corinthian, when I first got in, this woman came to knock. She's like, hello, I'm your butler. I was like, I got a butler? And she's like, anything you need? I was like, I'm good. I haven't called her once. I like to do my own. To be waited on.
Could you be my butler, maybe?
I could totally be a butler. What do you need?
Definitely do my laundry.
Okay.
Maybe like drive me around.
Okay.
And like be my bodyguard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. See, it comes naturally to you. Diva.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Anybody ever go to Starbucks and have them hand your cup to you with the wrong name on it? Have you ever gone to Starbucks and they hand your cup back to you and the right name is on it?
I always get Fred. I said Fred.
I get Tammy a lot.
Yeah, Fred and Tammy over here going to Starbucks. What do you get?
Heine. But imagine being this guy, Danny Matthews, and imagine how he felt when he went up to pick up his Blackberry Mojito Tea Lemonade and saw this on his cup. Now, if you just glance at it, it looks like Starbucks, the barista wrote penis on his cup. But Danny's only explanation was maybe that the barista thought that his name was Dennis. One of my favorite cups that somebody has posted and it sort of made its way around social media, the guy posted this picture and he goes, I told them my name was Mark with a C. So they wrote on his cup, C-A-R-K. Mark with a C. I'm like, that's awesome. That's exactly what I would do if I was a Starbucks barista.
Does the smell of coffee every day make you go insane?
I'm sure you've experienced this, and one of our Dish Nation producers, Judith, experienced it recently two times, back to back. They thought her name was Judas. Judith.
And you said back to back, or was it back to stab it in the back? Judas.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.